To Press TV News in brief, in Yemen, Saudi-led warplanes have targeted Air Force headquarters near Sana'a Airport. Meanwhile, in Aden, rockets fired from warships off Yemen's coast caused material damage. And earlier, Ansarullah fighters and allied forces purged al-Qaeda militants and supporters of fugitive former president from the city of Attak in the Shabwa province. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate action to prevent an impending massacre in the Palestinian refugee camp at Yarmouk in Syria. Ban described the Palestinian refugee camp as the deepest circle of hell in Syria's four-year-long war. He likened Yarmouk to, quote, a death camp. Iraqi tribal sources say that 270 people have been killed by ISIL terrorists in the town of Qayyim near the Syrian border. The victims had been kept in ISIL jails. Reports say the terrorists either beheaded or shot the victims in fear of their possible release by the advancing Iraqi forces. Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has summoned Saudi Arabia's Charge d'Affaires over Riyadh's allegations regarding Iran's alleged role in Yemen. U.S. State Department says anti-Iran sanctions will be phased out upon verification that Tehran has met its commitments under a finalized joint comprehensive plan of action. However, a leader for the Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that all sanctions must be lifted when the two sides reach a final deal. And the American Bystander who filmed the police killing of an unarmed black motorist in South Carolina says he fears for his life after his identity has been revealed. Faden Santana's footage led to murder charges brought against police officer Michael Slager, who fired 8 shots at unarmed Walter Scott, killing him. And unknown men have attacked the team bus of Turkey's handball club, the Beşiktaş Mogaz, in the southern city of Mersin. The attackers threw stones at the windows of the bus while the team members were playing an away match. And no injuries have been reported in the incident. Black students in South Africa have celebrated the fall of a statue of the British colonialist Cecil Rhodes at the University of Cape Town. The students slapped the statue as it came down and splashed red paint on it. And some white groups protested that such reaction can be a threat to their heritage.